Hello, I'm Fiona MacDonald with the BBC News. King Salman of Saudi Arabia has ordered a full review of the country's plans for the annual Hajj pilgrimage after 700 people died in a crash outside the Muslim holy city of Mecca. Here's Frank Gardner.
It's the latest in a series of terrible Hajj tragedies. The worst was in 1990, when more than 1,400 people died in a crash in the tunnel. Then in 2006, more than 360 pilgrims were killed in another similar stampede, also at Mina. The official investigation into what happened is already underway. Now the Saudis will have to look once again at how to prevent any more such disasters.
Pope Francis has expressed solidarity with Muslims following the tragedy in Saudi Arabia. Speaking during a prayer service at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, he expressed his closeness to those who had suffered in Mecca. The Pope's arrival in New York came hours after he became the first pontiff to address a joint session of the US Congress in Washington. Nick Bryant has more.
After a procession down Fifth Avenue, the Pope led evening prayers at St. Patrick's Cathedral, and he'll visit more of Manhattan's iconic tourist sites today, Central Park, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, the United Nations. His speech to the UN is the centrepiece, and it comes as the international community adopts new sustainable development goals, marrying efforts aimed at eradicating extreme poverty with environmental sustainability.
Russia has said that when President Vladimir Putin and President Barack Obama meet in New York next Monday, their first in nearly a year, the top item on the agenda must be Syria. The conflict there will also be the key theme in the Russian president's speech to the UN General Assembly next week. Laura Bicker is in Washington.
The White House says the main issue will be the conflict in eastern Ukraine, where Russian-backed forces are fighting the Kiev government. The Kremlin says its main focus is on Syria, where Russia has built up its military forces in recent weeks in support of President Bashar al-Assad. A spokesman for the White House has admitted the talks could be tense. He said the president was not going to shy away from raising concerns.
And the possibility of having the Syrian president involved in discussions to end the conflict is likely to have been considered at a meeting of British, French and German foreign ministers in Paris. Jeremy Bowen has this report.
So far, President Bashar al-Assad has survived every prediction of defeat. The durability of his regime is one reason why some Western governments are softening their rhetoric about President Assad. There's also a sense that Syria without the Assads might be even more dangerous and unstable. And without question, hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions more refugees would leave Syria.
World News from the BBC. The United Nations Humanitarian Aid Chief Stephen O'Brien has expressed concern that UN agencies have been ordered out of the Luhansk region in eastern Ukraine by the pro-separatist administration there. Correspondents say that for nearly 2 months, most Western humanitarian organisations have been prevented from operating in the region as Russian aid convoys increase. The Chinese President Xi Jinping has met President Obama at the White House during his first state visit to the United States. The two presidents will have a working dinner and are expected to discuss China's alleged cyber spying, as well as the territorial disputes and Chinese military build-up in the South China Sea. The head of the US Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, has said she expects the central bank to begin gradually raising interest levels by the end of this year. Last week, the Fed delayed a long-anticipated rise, due in part to fears about weak global growth. The UN's highest court, the International Court of Justice, has agreed to take up a century-old dispute between Chile and Bolivia, which is seeking to regain access to the Pacific. Bolivia lost 400 kilometres of coast to Chile in a 19th-century war. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has phoned the pop star Elton John and proposed a meeting. The call came a week after a pair of Russian comedians tricked the singer into thinking he was talking to the president. The singer said he wanted to discuss Russia's attitude to gay rights. Bridget Kendall has more.
After last week's hoax call, this time it was the real deal. A Kremlin spokesman said a formal approach to Sir Elton was first made by the Russian ambassador in London to convince the singer this wasn't another trick. Then apparently Mr. Putin spoke to him directly, saying that since Elton John was such a popular performer, he'd be ready to meet him face to face, if they could make their schedules work, to discuss anything he wanted.